Good morning. It's March 25th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. As Nevada prepares for a groundbreaking event this fall, the state is not just making history, but also stepping into a live experiment on the impact of climate change on wildlife. For the first time, Nevada will open its doors to moose hunting, a decision driven by the moose population's significant growth, now surpassing 100 individuals. This surge is largely attributed to climate change, as these majestic creatures seek warmer territories, marking a shift in their traditional migration patterns. Historically, moose have not been a common sight in Nevada, but recent years have seen a more than doubling of their numbers. This unexpected rise presents a unique opportunity for scientists to delve into the effects of climate change on wildlife. By studying the moose's expansion into new areas, researchers aim to gain insights into how shifting climates are influencing animal behaviors and habitats. In response to this population increase, Nevada's wildlife officials are introducing a carefully regulated moose hunting season. The state plans to issue a limited number of permits, with the moose population believed to be robust enough to sustain a total of about 200 animals. This approach ensures that the hunt is conducted sustainably, without jeopardizing the species' health in the region. The hunting season is not just a pursuit for enthusiasts, but also a scientific venture. Hunters participating in this inaugural season will play a crucial role in research efforts by submitting the skulls and antlers of their catch for state inspection within 5 days of a successful hunt. This data will provide invaluable insights into the health and dynamics of Nevada's moose population. As Nevada finalizes the details of the hunting permits in the coming weeks, this first-ever moose hunting season stands as a rare opportunity. It bridges the gap between conservation efforts and scientific research, offering a closer look at the consequences of climate change on our planet's wildlife. This initiative is a testament to the evolving relationship between humans and nature as we seek to understand and adapt to the changing world around us. SpaceX's latest mission, CRS-30, marks a significant step forward in space exploration and research, having successfully docked at the International Space Station with a cargo that promises to push the boundaries of our scientific knowledge. This mission is not just about resupplying the ISS, it's a floating laboratory carrying crucial experiments that could shape the future of space travel and our understanding of the universe. Among the cargo are experiments designed to monitor sea ice thickness and wave height, a testament to the mission's focus on Earth observation and climate research. Additionally, CRS-30 is testing new sensors for Astrobee, robotic assistance aboard the ISS, and exploring advancements in quantum dot solar cell efficiency, which could revolutionize energy capture in space. The research doesn't stop there. The mission is also dedicated to improving astronaut health for long-duration space travel, with studies on plant metabolism and the effects of photosynthesis in zero gravity. These experiments are crucial for future missions beyond low Earth orbit, ensuring astronauts can stay healthy and self-sufficient. After about a month of contributing to science at the ISS, the Dragon spacecraft will return to Earth, bringing back new research findings and cargo. This cycle of sending and returning experiments is vital for continuous scientific advancement. Additionally, CRS-30 has delivered a test version of the Universal Stage Adapter for NASA's Space Launch System rocket, a key component in the Artemis program aimed at returning humans to the moon and beyond. This highlights the mission's role in laying the groundwork for the next era of space exploration. The space community also pauses to remember Thomas Stafford, a former NASA astronaut whose legacy of exploration and contribution to space missions has left an indelible mark on the field. Stafford's passing at the age of 93 is a somber moment, reminding us of the human element behind these technological feats. The quest for life beyond Earth takes a thrilling turn as recent research unveils that icy moons like Europa and Enceladus might be harboring biosignatures of life within ejected ice grains. This discovery positions the moons of Jupiter and Saturn not just as objects of wonder, but as potential bearers of extraterrestrial life, making them hotspots for scientific exploration. Scientists have unlocked a method to detect alien life in the minuscule ice grains emitted from the subsurface oceans of these moons. Focusing on Jupiter's moon Europa and Saturn's moon Enceladus, both known for their geysers spewing ice grains and gas, researchers now believe these grains could carry traces of life, including bacteria. This breakthrough suggests that life, if it exists beyond Earth, could be floating in space, waiting to be discovered. The upcoming Europa Clipper mission is set to harness this newfound knowledge with its onboard surface dust analyzer, SUDA. Launching in October 2024, SUDA's primary role will be to sample these ice grains directly from space, testing them for signs of extraterrestrial life. The anticipation surrounding the Europa Clipper mission is immense, not only because of its potential to discover life, but also due to its significant journey ahead, with an arrival in Jupiter's orbit slated for April 2030, followed by the JUICE mission in July 2031. These missions, propelled by the latest findings, promise to transform our understanding of life in the universe. The ability to detect biosignatures in ice grains from moons like Europa and Enceladus marks a monumental step forward in the quest to answer the age-old question: are we alone in the universe? In a groundbreaking stride towards conquering one of humanity's most formidable foes, cancer, NASA officials have shed light on the remarkable advancements made in cancer research under the unique conditions of space's microgravity. This revelation underscores not only the ingenuity of scientists, but also the boundless potential of space exploration in medical breakthroughs. Astronaut Frank Rubio has been at the forefront of this pioneering research aboard the International Space Station, ISS, where the absence of gravity means that cells age faster and display clearer structures. This peculiar behavior of cells in space provides an unparalleled opportunity for scientists to analyze their molecular structures with greater precision, potentially unlocking new avenues in cancer treatment. The implications of this research are profound. For instance, pharmaceutical giant Merck's experiments with an anti-cancer drug on the ISS have shown that space-based research could significantly enhance the effectiveness of cancer drugs. This not only paves the way for the development of more potent cancer treatments, but also holds the promise of creating drugs that are easier for patients to administer and come with fewer side effects. This ambitious endeavor is aligned with the goals of the Cancer Moonshot Initiative, launched by U.S. President Joe Biden in 2016, which aims to halve the death rate from cancer over the next 25 years. Despite the challenges posed by limited funding, the optimism among scientists and officials is palpable. They believe that the insights gained from space-based cancer research could be a game-changer in the fight against cancer, potentially saving countless lives and making what once seemed impossible a reality. In the quest to combat Alzheimer's disease, a groundbreaking study has unveiled 17 genetic variants that could unlock new doors to treatment. Spearheaded by the School of Public Health and UT Health Houston, this research marks a significant stride in understanding this complex condition. Utilizing whole genome sequencing, the team was able to pinpoint these variants across 5 distinct genomic regions. This method not only provided a comprehensive view of the disease's genetic landscape, but also emphasized the critical role of genetic diversity in research. By including participants from varied backgrounds, the study ensures a more accurate representation of the population at large. The implications of these findings are profound. By shedding light on the genetic underpinnings of Alzheimer's, the research opens up new avenues for exploring how the disease develops and progresses. This, in turn, could lead to more effective treatments and management strategies, offering hope to millions affected by Alzheimer's worldwide. But the work doesn't stop here. The researchers are already planning the next steps, aiming to broaden their investigation. They intend to increase their sample sizes and delve into a wider variety of genetic variants. Such efforts are crucial for building on the current understanding of Alzheimer's and moving closer to the ultimate goal of eradicating the disease. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.